WJTL bringing you Hannah Kerr's Radiate, casting crowns, God of all my days. Prior to that, hey, good morning to you, 749.
Winter storm warning kicking in 8 o'clock this morning through 8 p.m. Wednesday. Cloudy today. Snow may be mixed with sleet and freezing rain. Could see a coating to an inch today, high 34. And then snow tonight, possibly mixing with freezing rain and sleet. Windy too, low 29. For Wednesday, looks like clouds and snow and highs near 35. More accumulation to the south of Lancaster, especially down at the Maryland-Pennsylvania border. Looks like Lancaster County could see 5 to 8 inches. Right now, it is 33 in Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster.
Our friends from Lancaster Bible College hanging out with us, Amanda and Peter here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for bringing the sticky buns. That was awfully kind of you, Pete. Thank you. Very nice. Pete Beers is with us. He's the director of athletics at Lancaster Bible College. And before we talk about Shady's Rugged Run, Pete, tell us a little bit about all the great stuff happening at LBC.
Well, one of the things that we have worked with the leadership team has been, how can we make a greater impact, I think, in the lives of students? And one of the things that we've looked at is co-curricular. So you have worship, you have theater, you have different things, and you also have athletics. And coming back probably 2012, 2013, we started to make a push towards having full-time coaches. And the idea was it would help us develop a chance to make an impact in the lives of each athlete.
Because you're really building community in that way and building a culture, I would think.
And we want, I mean, truthfully, we want the greatest classroom that they have and the greatest professor that these students have is to be their coach.
Right.
And so the one that's walking by their side, helping them not only with their academics, but helping with social, spiritual, personal, I mean, just the whole gamut of life. And I think those of us who had good experiences with sport recognized how invaluable coach is to that process.
Sure. Tell us about some of you have some new programs with your sports.
Yeah, so we're very excited. So for the fall of 2018, we're adding both men and women's golf, and we're also adding field hockey. And so the cultural richness of field hockey in Lancaster is something we're excited about,
yeah.
And we're excited to see how that the impact is able to be made in the lives of these young ladies in that area.
And your sports teams have had a lot of success recently. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, our men's basketball team won the NEAC championship, and we went down to Christopher Newport to play, and we had an exciting game. We were actually up at half, and then we were down 7 with a minute and a half to go. Came all the way back, tied the game with 8.1 seconds to go, and they hit a three-pointer with 1.2 seconds to go to win.
Wow.
We also have another team. Men's volleyball is a team to watch. So they are in season right now, and they are impressive. They play a lot of top-ranked teams. I think they're going to make a run. They are fun to watch. It's a powerful game, and we have some very good players. And Jade Brubaker, our coach, has done just a tremendous job with that program. I think 3 years ago they won one game. And this year they're competing, and we just had a great win 2 weeks ago over EMU.
How exciting is that?
Our first ever. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, congratulations.
To see things going.
How about new programs? I know you guys are always growing with your curriculum.
Yep. The school's growing as well, and there's a buzz about that. And we talk about momentum, and there's a good push with things. We talked about sports management earlier, businesses growing and developing too. But our newest and latest is criminal justice. And I think it's exciting to see John, how he's doing growing that program and seeing the excitement of people interested in integrating a Christian biblical worldview with justice.
Yeah,
and,
wow, that's great.
So it's exciting.
LBC.edu if you want more information about that. Amanda Dowling with us. She's the race director of Shady's Rugged Run. Good morning again to you, Amanda.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us about Shady's Rugged Run. It's the sixth year. Tell us a little bit about why you started it.
Sure. It's our sixth year running it, and several years ago, Pete asked me if I would if I could put together one of these fundraisers, that'd be great for athletics, bring in some, you know, money for some capital improvements. And so here we are 6 years later, and have made a ton of money for athletics and money for Children's Miracle Network. So I had a preemie 8 years ago, and he's eight in second grade and running around driving me crazy. But he weighed less than a pound, and so we know that the good stuff that the Children's Miracle Network really adds to the benefit for families at the hospital there.
Tell us about the run. What's it look like if people want to participate?
Yeah, so it's Saturday, May 5th, and we start waves between 8 and noon every 20 minutes. And it's just a really great time. Lots of food, music, vendors. We're really grateful to our sponsors because my students that are in a sport management class with me, they put together all the obstacles. We got to build new walls this year. They're kind of falling apart after 5 years. So,
can you tell us about any of the obstacles? Do you have one that's like you're really excited about? Or
I mean, I think the favorite one every year is the Leap of Faith. And so it's a platform, about 8-foot platform, and we dig a giant hole and line it with a liner and fill it with water, and so people jump off there. We call it Leap of Faith. We also have a mystery obstacle every year, and so we try to unveil something new and creative and
fun.
Keep our participants,
you don't let
guessing.
Anybody know until that day?
Nope, it's top secret till
then.
That
sounds like fun. If people want to sign up, be a part of Shady's Rugged Run, how's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, we have a great website fresh this year. It's shadysruggedrun.com.
Shady's Rugged Run is happening May the 5th, kicks off at 8 a.m. that day. It's the sixth year. You could sign up to be a part. shadysruggedrun.com. Pete and Amanda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Back to the music. This is Lincoln Brewster. No One Like Our God on WJTL. Good morning.